B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Daily. It is hump day. We are almost there, y'all. We are almost there to the weekend. We are so close. I can taste it. I'm ready for this weekend because after this weekend, we get to Super Tuesday, y'all, and hopefully this nightmare will be over. But
It's not going to be over. It's just going to change.
It's
going to be a new nightmare.
Well, you know what? Some nightmares are more pleasant than other ones.
Yeah, Nightmare 6 sucked. Nightmare 5 was pretty meh.
Exactly.
Actually, Wes Craven's new nightmare was pretty good.
Exactly. So, you know, the thing is that we are here to help you forget about all the troubles in your life and talk about other people's troubles. Or maybe people's, you know, making a lot of money that makes you feel really sad about your troubles. But the point is, we're here to not talk about the one thing that everybody else is talking about, being the election. We want everybody to make sure you stay glued in to our Twitch channel later on this evening, where we are going to be hosting the Tempest Esports Awards that happened at the Esports Business Summit out in Vegas. Now, Callie, what time is that popping up?
That's going to get underway at 7 o'clock Eastern time tonight, so make sure you're just a few hours after you're hearing this podcast drop, most likely.
That's right. So make sure you guys tune into that. At the end of the week, we're going to be talking about the winners, talking about, you know, the different categories. So make sure you guys stay glued for that. I had the opportunity of attending the Esports Tempest Awards, and I thought it was a great time. Dr. Lupo won award last year.
He did. It was an awesome moment.
It was absolutely amazing.
Great guy.
Great speech. It was a wonderful time. So make sure you guys are here at the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/checkpointxp for the Tempest Awards. Make sure you do that. But as always, I am joined by Callie Scales. How are you, Callie?
You know, just trying to survive one day at a time right now.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
Sure.
Tad!
What's up?
How are you?
You know, it's a Wednesday.
What is your hoodie is very interesting.
Your hoodie is very large.
I know. It's my witch hoodie. It's the last day I'm going to be in the office. So
forever?
For Halloween.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So you're not in tomorrow or Friday?
Well, none of us
are. You are.
None of us are.
No.
Speak for yourself. I'm in both tomorrow and Friday.
That's your problem.
I'm here 5 days a week.
Whoa.
Well, to be fair, you don't have to drive a half hour to get here like I do.
To be fair, I dropped 190 grand to buy a house right around the corner.
I dropped enough money to live 30 minutes away.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, all I'm going to say is, Chad, your hoodie is massive. You're about, what, 6 foot even?
Yeah.
You're about 6 foot even, and it comes down to, like, the back of your calf.
It's nice. It's really
so it's
comfy.
Like a, it's really like a sundress.
So it's like a crop top on
it's
me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a crop top on Callie. It's a sundress on Chad with a hood on it,
it's
basically.
You know what? I dig it, though. Like, I'd totally wear that.
Good witch. It says good witch.
I'd wear it. Whatever.
Kiefer wears the bad witch.
Ah.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's cute, actually.
Yeah. And then we have witch hats. Like that aren't like, they're like knit witch hats that are like actually kind of like look like you'd go out into the actual real world.
Y'all are that couple.
Y'all
are the team clothes couple.
The problem that we have is like, I'll go, ooh, I like that. And then Kiefer will be like, ooh, I like that too. And then we won't compromise and we'll both just wear it.
Mm-mm.
So it doesn't matter. No. We don't tend to wear stuff at the same time, but this is one of the few times that we do.
Absolutely not, under no circumstances.
It gets really weird because everyone calls us twins too. And
that's
I'm like,
not.
Bleh.
I'm not feeling that.
What would it take for Latasha to get you to like wear a matching outfit with her?
$1 million.
Cash.
I'm not mad. We're not doing. Dude,
untraceable bills.
I'll put something on, and she'll look at me, and she'll be like, "We're wearing the same color." Absolutely not.
So you two, I mean, you two are both incredibly stylish,
right?
Like, I think of the people on this cast, it's like probably you, then Chad, and then the rest of us are just terrible.
That's about it.
Yeah, no one else on this cast has any real fashion sense.
Nope.
So it's just really the two of you. And Latasha, it is not one of the relationships where one partner is incredibly stylish and the other is a bit of a slob, like my relationship.
No. Iron sharp as iron, Callie.
Correct. So, what is that like? Like, what is shopping like for you two? You go to like...
We don't.
You don't shop together?
Absolutely
ever?
Not.
Okay, see, Sarah and I always shop together.
No.
Yeah, I get it. Believe me, I get it.
Here's the difference, though. You are, you know, man, woman kind of thing.
That's true.
It's a bit different. Where me and Kiefer and Callie and and Sarah, it's like you're kind of shopping the
same
clothes.
In the same stores.
Yeah.
Same stuff.
That's
so,
true.
No, well, here's the biggest difference is the fact that if I go, first of all, I hate the concept of shopping. For as much as I love clothes, I hate shopping.
See, that's interesting to me.
I hate it. Because I never find...
It is a pain in the ass. It's never
convenient. I never find the thing... I never see something and go crazy about it.
Right.
Ever. I see something, I make it work. Right?
Yeah.
I go crazy about things that are gifted to me. Some of my favorite pieces of clothing were gifted to me, mostly by her. Mm-hmm. But we never go shopping together. But anyway, we ain't here to talk about fashion.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. We're here to talk about video games.
You got a metrosexual, a gay guy, and a trans girl on the show. You're going to talk about
some clothes,
man.
You're going to see some clothes. Which, by the way, later on in the show, clothes by proxy, i.e., skins for a video game, mm-hmm. is coming later in the show.
They did stuff with Louie, so.
Hey, flat out. This is, y'all know how hype I was about that. But anyway, here's what's happening in the world of gaming.
All right, so we're actually going to start off with a little bit of esports news because yesterday, despite an early exit at Worlds, Team Liquid reportedly has agreed to an extension with Jensen, their mid laner, to the tune of $4.2 million over 3 years.
Okay.
I'm out.
I don't want to talk about this. Bro.
Here's one thing.
I don't want to talk about this. This is stupid!
Can I say
this? I hate this, Chad. They didn't do anything.
Here's my thing.
They did nothing.
All right. I will say, remember when I was before, I was always kind of like on the defense about, all right, you know, at least they were there, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm with you, Norris. I understand your pain. I understand
Callie,
the frustration.
Callie, tell me anything Jensen has done worth $1 million.
Worth 4.2?
No. A.
Just $1 million?
A. Single? A. Tell me anything Jensen has done worth $1 million.
So my stance on it is that to this day, esports athletes are criminally underpaid.
I agree, but tell me what he's done worth $1 million.
I would argue 4 LCS championships. It's worth $1 million.
Okay.
To the organization.
To the org. Okay.
I'd say he's worth the money.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Is Jensen the most valuable player in the LCS?
By money, he is now.
No.
Skill?
Yes.
By ability, is Jensen the most valuable player in the LCS?
If you took Jensen out of Team Liquid, does that make Team Liquid significantly less of a team?
I think yes. Here's the problem, right? Like, I think the most valuable player typically is a low-cost player who delivers big money or big results.
Not
it's
always.
Usually like a rookie of the year type player. That's an incredibly valuable proposition. In a salary cap league, mm-hmm. we don't have a salary cap league.
Yeah.
So really, it doesn't matter what they're paying him. They're paying him based on what they're making off of him. So who cares how much money he makes?
That's true.
What
stuns
me is a three-year commitment.
Here's the thing about Team Liquid that we also have to consider. It doesn't really matter about wins as far as Team Liquid's concerned. It's a lot like 100 Thieves, in my opinion.
Jerseys, lifestyle.
They're selling all these different things with his name on it.
Mm-hmm. Listen, do I agree that esports athletes are underpaid given the valuation of the space, especially in the top three? I'll say the top three leagues, right?
Yep.
Okay, fine. I will agree with that. $4 million over 3 years is an NBA contract. That's an NBA contract.
A rookie NBA contract,
right? If you are telling me, right, that Jensen and Team Liquid and what they've been able to do on the international stage is worth that much, I am calling you stupid.
And here's the issue, right?
You're stupid.
Unlike the NBA, these teams don't have any necessity to open their books. We'll never know what they make. We'll never know what these players are actually worth. Then we can only kind of estimate from the outside looking in. I think this is a good thing from the stance of I'm sick of one-year contracts in esports. Okay. I think that is horrendously abusive to the players. And it is one of the big causes of all the mental health issues that we see in esports. So I'm super happy to see a three-year contract. I think probably $4.2 million is a little high because he's the highest paid player in the LCS now.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
But the problem is, he shouldn't be. $4.2 million shouldn't make him the highest paid player in the LCS. If this is the start towards players making the money they should be, I'm fine with it.
No, but let me tell you why this is silly, right? And this is stupid. Because now what you've done is you've opened Pandora's box, right? Mm-hmm. You already have an issue of every other region's aging talent coming to the LCS, being not at the top of their game, being not a team, being not at the level that it takes for them to go and win anything of significance, right? Because as much as I like the LCS and the LCS championship is cool on the world stage, it ain't significant. It ain't significant. Even winning Europe or Korea or China is more significant. So what we're talking about is people now seeing that Jensen can make $4 point whatever million, right? If I'm the guy, if I'm Jackie Love, right, and I say, all right, I've won it. I've done it, right? Yeah. And so now I'm going to go to the LCS, and you better give me $6 million because I'm better than Jensen.
Well, but here's the thing. If Jackie Love said he was willing to come to the LCS to play, he would get $6 million.
Yeah, and
he would get $6 million over 3 years.
But I think it continues to be a problem because now what you have is a bunch of overvalued players that are not getting results. That is a recipe for overvaluation, inflation, and disaster. And what will happen is that you'll have the LCS in a situation where they're paying all these players, and nobody is ever going to win anything ever.
Or it's a case of like finding the value of what they have now, making sure it's secure, and then building around that.
Yeah, but I don't think
I don't know if that's the case for Jensen.
I don't think you build with Jensen. If I was them, I'd build around Tactical. I wouldn't build around Jensen.
I think that argument only holds water in like CS:GO, where tournament winnings are a part of what the organization is worth. LCS teams aren't making their money on where they finish at Worlds. They make their money on everything that goes around it. It's more like an NFL team like that. Yeah. Yes, you get a huge bonus if you win the Super Bowl. However, no team is making its money on winning, as evidenced by the fact that the Lions still exist as an organization. They're still profitable.
Is there revenue sharing in the LCS?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That changes the conversation.
Yeah,
like
these teams make their money on existing in the LCS and having faces and brands.
Yeah.
Which, as far as competition level, unfortunately for North America, not a great sign.
No, it's not. I just think the biggest thing is that reward winning, doing something.
This is likely to be Jensen's last contract. He's 25 years old now. It's he'll be 28 contract. When he's done.
I mean, honestly, contract. This is the last one you'll really need. $4.2 million.
Yeah, no, listen. Get I think your money. Here's how I feel. I feel like if they'd have said 3 years, $2 million, $500,000 a year, or 4 years, $2 million, $500,000 a year, cool.
You just think it's a little over?
I think that's way too high. I think that's way too high.
I think we'll see.
All right, so we also got to talk about the PlayStation 2. And that's a weird thing to say for a system that old, but that's actually why we're talking about it. The PlayStation 2 has officially turned 20 years old.
Actually, I'm happy. I'm happy about this. You guys can sit around and talk about how old you are. I look even better than I did 20 years ago. So,
well, listen, I was 11 20 years ago, so I look like a fat, weird, deformed kid.
Yeah, that's true. I was 13. But the point is that, you know, PlayStation 2, in my opinion, is my undisputed best console released. Mm-hmm. It is not my favorite. That's the Super Nintendo.
But quality-wise,
the PS2 is the best console ever made. It has the best library. Yep. It has arguably one of the best controllers. It has a built-in DVD player. It is, the design of it is so good that it is an actual piece of art.
Maybe. Yep. I guess I didn't have that same effect that it might have had on everybody
That's
else.
Because you're a Chad's youngster.
So young. Well, not even just that.
You're a youngster.
I'm not like super young, but like at the same
How
time.
How old were you when it came out?
Been about
six?
Seven? 2000?
2000, it came out, yeah, 2000.
I've been 10.
You were
born in 1990?
You was a young
kid. We aren't going to talk about age here.
You were 8 when it came out.
Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah, 8.
He was younger. He was 6 when it came out.
Anyways, regardless.
He was an embryo.
Whatever age I am or not, that was my first console.
Okay.
Like my first real, I mean, I played Nintendo 64. I had one before I got the PlayStation 2. But if I had to really think about the first console I like, was devoted to.
Yeah, PS2.
It was PS2. So my first console was technically the Genesis, and I played the heck out of it. But the first one I like devoted myself to was the N64.
See, I'm old So the first one I devoted to was the Super Nintendo.
The SNES.
Yes.
See, it's the best. We had the, well, I didn't have the consoles, but my cousins did. And I had the N64 and I had the PlayStation 1. I didn't really get that. I didn't get into it. It wasn't part of my, like, life. But PS2 really changed the game for me.
It did. And you know what? That's a good way, because I want to very briefly talk about how did the PS2 change the paradigm, right? Because previously, when it came to game consoles 20 years ago, it was a game machine. It was a children's toy. It was a plaything, right? The concept of adding in that DVD player finally took the home console from being this thing that kids did to being the thing that the family used.
My dad, I will remember, I told my dad I was playing through Final Fantasy IX, and I heard that Final Fantasy X was coming out. And I was like, oh, I want to play the new one. And I had to tell my dad, I'm like, I need a new console. And he's like, I thought you liked your PlayStation. I'm like, yeah, it's the PlayStation 2. It's the new one that's coming out. And he's like, I don't know. Like, you just keep playing the one you have for now, and we'll think about it. And then I was telling him about the PlayStation 2, because he used to get super into when I would talk tech stuff as a kid. I don't know why he cared. But and I was like, yeah, you know, it's got all this. It's got a DVD player in it. And my dad stopped me. He's like, what do you mean it has a DVD player in it? And I'm like, yeah, it can play DVDs. And he's like, so wait, I just bought a DVD player for $300. And I'm like, yeah. And
spend $100 more and we both win.
I think the PlayStation 2 was only $399. Only $299.
I think it was $399. But it's like, spend $100 more or spend whatever and we both win.
You know what the worst part about
that? No, the PS2 launched, that's total launch sales. I want to know how much... The price point, you assholes. $299.
It was $299.
So damn, you know what, bro. That makes sense. At the time, DVD players,
inflation,
were $300.
Were very popular. They were very expensive. They were very, because even VHS players at the time were still like $100. Yeah,
this thing was almost the same price. I think you get a DVD player for like $220. Would be like the best you could do.
No, I remember my dad was one of the first people I knew that had a DVD player, and he spent like $300 on it, but he had his, you know, surround sound system.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you actually had to take the wires and strip them plug into the sound system.
The clip thing.
Yeah, you had the clip thing. Yeah.
I told my dad that this thing had a DVD player. He bought it for me like the next week. He was like, I'm into it. He just thought it was cool. Yeah. And he wanted to watch the living room.
I got it launched because it launched in October.
Yeah, October 26th.
Yep. I got it launch day. Couldn't play it till Christmas.
Oh, see, I knew
I had it. I knew I had it. And it hurt. It hurt so bad because I knew where it was. Like, my mom, like, tried to front and hide it. Like, ooh, Santa will give it to you. I'm like, Mom, I'm 13. Stop. What are you doing?
I can't remember if I got it. I feel like I got it this year it came out. I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly. But at the same time, my mom would, like, back when, you know, Blockbuster was a thing, we would rent DVD or VHS all the time And, I kept telling her, I was like, let's get DVDs. They're better. They're easier. And she's like, no. I don't trust the PlayStation. It won't work.
I don't trust it.
I don't want to waste money on something that won't work. So we didn't watch DVDs on my PlayStation 2 for a good year until, like, I think someone let me borrow a DVD. And, like, I put it in there and proved to her that the DVD would work in the PlayStation 2.
Listen, Christmas, I'll never forget it. Christmas Eve, because after I turned 13, we opened our presents at midnight Christmas Eve. Let me tell you something. I opened that thing. I was like, thanks, Mom. And I just ran off.
Yeah, bye.
Need to see any other presents.
Plugged it up. And I had Madden 01, Armored Core 2, and I had Gladiator, the DVD. I stayed up until 7:30. I was in there, man. It was the best. But happy 20th birthday to the PlayStation 2, the best console ever created, and also, in my opinion,
it was definitely
the
best game changer,
the best launch library as well of all time. And lastly, very, very quickly, we are going to go over our election results. You guys were given a task to break the stalemate that we had for Secretary of Education.
We all disagreed in this.
We all disagreed. We had three candidates. We had Toriel from Undertale.
Yep.
We had Moira from Overwatch. And we had Professor Oak coming in from the Pokemon series. And overwhelmingly, with 59% of the vote. Ah. Two-thirds it goes to Professor Oak.
I knew if it was a runaway, it was going to be Professor Oak. Toriel was only going to win in a close one.
I'm going to tell you this. Moira got more votes than Toriel.
I'm really bummed out about that. She's an actual teacher.
Excuse me. You cannot have a genocidal kid and husband and think that people aren't going to raise some questions.
To be fair, she literally exiled herself from the kingdom because they were.
It does matter.
It kind of does.
No, it doesn't. You can't just relinquish your citizenship just because you related to some crazy people.
I feel like that's a perfectly valid reason.
I feel like those people have done that in history.
But guess what? Doesn't matter. That's still your...
I guess they're not in politics.
It's still your brother. Listen, all right? You flip a coin when it comes to a Targaryen and one or two things happen, all right?
Yeah.
That's how it was with Toriel. You flip a coin and either you get a peace-loving teacher or you get a homicidal genocide maniac.
Right, but we got peace-loving teacher.
Nope, still related. Doesn't matter. Nope.
Her first daughter, it went really rough. Went real bad. She murdered a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot. So there we go. Mm. We are going to talk about, when we come right back, flat out, the biggest thing happening today is KDA off the rip. That's what's happening. So we will be right back talking about their new single, More. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey everybody, this is Norris Howard, host of Checkpoint HP on campus. And if you're wondering, esports in college, that's a thing? Yes, it is. So if you're curious about can your kid or maybe you get an esports scholarship to a university, yes, it's possible. Find out how on Checkpoint XP on campus. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, BPod Studios, or wherever you get your podcasts, and on YouTube. Hey everybody, we are back! Woo. Checkpoint Daily has returned. If you are a comic book fan, don't forget to check out The Other Identity, where our homies Ben Morse, Robbie Landis, talk about all the crazy stuff happening in the world of comic books and comic book movies.
Oh, and there's a lot.
There's a lot. They have guests a lot of times. So it is a nice listen, not too long. But if you're a comic book head, definitely check out The Other Identity. Super cool show. But today, unless you have been under a social media rock, if you are involved in the gaming space, you see a lot of people losing their mind over the new KDA music video.
More,
which is what they gave us.
I was like, which is what I demand.
What does KDA stand for? Actually,
kill deficit. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
It's your KDA ratio.
I got it. I wasn't sure if that was like if there was a different.
Is there something more to it?
Yeah.
No.
No, there's not.
No.
I wasn't sure if there was
The just kill death. That's usually your very bare minimum metric on how well you did.
All of Riot's bands and musical endeavors that they've done have been named after some concept from the game. So there's been KDA.
Pentakill.
There was Pentakill. There was True Damage.
Yep.
There was, and there's one more. I feel like. Can't think of it, though.
There's just the Star Guardians, but they're not a music group.
No, they're fucking Sailor Scouts.
Yeah, they're just Sailor Moon. But anyway, so if you are unfamiliar and listening to this for the first time and are unfamiliar with KDA, First of all, where you been? Second of all, KDA is a music group, an in-universe music group that Riot put together out of characters from the game. It is Akali, the ninja, mm-hmm. Kaisa, the Void Markswoman.
The Void Assassin Markswoman.
Yeah. You have, who am I? Ari, the Fox Girl.
And Evelyn.
Evelyn, the Lust Demon. So,
yeah.
I mean,
Chad's all about the lusty.
You got a great lineup of badass women in this group. And previously, they put out a few singles, set the world ablaze, and then they released this jam, and they're coming out with a full EP.
If you haven't heard Pop Stars at this point, by the way,
yeah,
you have to.
Well, you have to listen to all of it.
It's so good.
All of it's good. Pop Stars is the best.
Yeah, the original was the best, I think.
But all of it is good. Pop Stars.
I like more than I did the last one.
More, you like more than you like the baddest.
Yeah.
It's tough for me.
For anyone who hasn't listened to it, I'd say give it a listen. And then, because part of me, I was listening to it and I was like, I'm waiting for that Nicki Minaj part to come out anytime now. I was real like, you know what? That would be badass if Nicki Minaj just comes out with her like rap segment. I'd be like, yes, yes, Nicki, yes.
This, you know what? I am interested to see, because first of all the characters are voiced by real life musical artists.
Yeah. I think Soyana is a really...
She's the only one that's been in everyone.
She's in all of them. Okay,
she's in all of them. And in the True Damage song, too.
Mm-hmm.
So she voices Akali. I believe she may write almost all of it.
Wow.
So I think she is, if there was a focal point for which it all spins, she is it. She's an incredibly talented vocalist from the group G-Idol, a K-pop group in Korea. And let me just say this, man. And Chad, me and you got to arguing about this, right? this is the best marketing for a video game I have ever seen in my life.
I don't know. I don't profess to know what the marketing team at Riot gets paid.
Pay them more.
But like Jensen, it's time for them to get that check.
Secure the bag.
I'm not saying... All right, before we get off in the wrong spew, I'll say my side of things.
All right.
Just noticing that the things that I'm seeing that Riot is doing outside of KDA, because this is kind of its special thing, because you really can't do this in other spheres because you don't have characters necessarily.
Okay.
But the other things that they're doing, we're seeing in like the sport, the traditional sports industry, television. Radio. It's not something crazy. A lot of stuff
like
the Louis Vuitton thing,
yeah, okay,
and stuff like that. It's like people lose their minds over these things. It's like, you know, sports players have been like working with like
first of all
designers for years.
First
so
of all,
it shouldn't be such a crazy thing.
First of all, it is crazy.
I guess it's crazy when it's the first of its kind.
No, it's crazy because no, Louis Vuitton does not design the case for the Stanley Cup. They don't. You just bring out the Stanley Cup.
I thought they did do exactly that.
No, they didn't.
Oh.
Not for the Stanley Cup.
Have they done it for anything for football?
No.
Well, even still, like...
Because those trophies are huge!
Well, here's the thing. Well, that's fair. The difference is, and maybe outside of the trophy itself, I mean, they did create skins. And
yes, they created skins for the game!
Yeah, the argument there, though, is like... And they wouldn't do it, but they could make... like the team uniforms, but that would just get trashed.
I mean, no, but they've done not necessarily Louis Vuitton, but like different fashion houses have designed sports uniforms, and that's fine.
Oh, I'll say this: some of this Louis Vuitton World Cup stuff that they do,
yeah, it's fire.
That's pretty sick.
It's fire. So they've done it before, but here they've done it before in that sense. But Chad, the point that you're saying that it makes it somehow. Like, not as impressive?
No. I'm not saying it's not impressive. My question is, why is it taking this long?
Or why
for somebody
is
to figure it out?
Why isn't
Riot,
the rest of the industry doing
it? Okay. That's where I was going with it. Why is Riot the only one taking advantage
okay.
of it?
Three
especially
reasons.
When Overwatch needs to.
Three reasons. Here's the three reasons.
First of all, you're right on the Overwatch point.
You're absolutely correct. Three reasons, though. Number one, Riot has all the money. Flat out. They can do what they want. They can
True.
Go and
Them
pay.
And Epic.
They can go and pay the best animators. They can go and get actual musical artists. They can go and get the best music producers. First of all, Riot's in-house music production team already was great. They already had a lot of the pieces internally, and when they do reach out for help, they got the money to do so.
Okay.
That's number one.
All right.
Number two, the cast of characters that they can choose from with League of Legends is so diverse, and so there's so many of them that you can pick and choose and pluck so many characters. If I wanted to make a rap group, hardcore rap, if I wanted to make the Wu-Tang, right, of League of Legends, I could. I know exactly who I could pick.
I actually want to see that.
It'd be great.
I'm in. I want this.
I mean, that is what's wild about it. Like, this is a universe that has a music deity, a music fey deity, a cosmic overlord dragon deity.
Yeah.
A regular pirate.
Just a pirate.
Just a pirate man.
Undead pirate.
An undead pirate. Now, sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Which, I get these things, and it makes sense. I hear what you're saying. Right. But, like, for the same reasons why, like, okay, why do I have to necessarily have these characters in the game? Like, I get why, like, that's cool in its own right, and it's fun. I like it. But, like, for example, Animal Crossing, you have, I forget the dog's name that sings to
KK
you.
KK Slider.
Like, yeah, KK Slider. It's like, he's not a playable character. He comes in and visits, and it's a cool thing. But, like, they make that, like, a really cool moment. And, like,
but
like
that's what, but the point, but the
like,
point
that
about
needs
it.
To happen in esports more.
But the point about it is connection, right? There are people who are, who are Kaisa One Tricks. That is the only character they play. They love her. This is their character. And so when Kaisa is involved in something like KDA, you got all the people who love all four of those characters. They're in off the rip. And your
there's
audience,
a reason they picked four characters that are incredibly, well,
incredibly
popular.
You're not going to see Tryndamere in the next, like, you know, in the next music group. But
not going to get a singed.
Who's the pumpkin lady that I have on my desktop?
Miss Fortune?
I like her.
She probably will be in one. Miss
Fortune, I could see her
popular.
Getting into KDA at some point.
Yeah, but
Jinx.
Actually, I don't see Jinx being a part of a group.
No,
but I
she
do
is
think,
a member of the Star Guardians.
She is a Star Guardian.
If she is, she's got to be part of like like some type of like old school like 60s rock girl group.
Rocker
like,
girl.
Hell
group.
Yeah.
Rocker girl.
I'm trying
group.
To think of the name that I'm blanking on right now, but
like the Pixies, not the Pixies. Joan Jett was a part
Joan
of
Jett.
That.
Yeah, that, yeah. But whatever her.
But like them.
Whatever. Why am I blanking on the name?
Yeah.
That would she like? I need a Joan Jett. Style of
that'd be
of
sweet. I'd be
I think that'd be awesome.
The Runaways.
The Runaways. Yes.
Like that's the thing I do like about what Riot does, but at the same time, like we see things like with Overwatch where DJ Khaled was it DJ Khaled who was at it, and
see,
it was like kind of everyone missed the mark.
But let me tell you why. It's because there's a fundamental difference in the people who run Riot and like unfortunately the people who run the Overwatch League. Right.
I get that.
The people who run Riot and its esports are, for the most part, people who were either players of League of Legends, grew up on League of Legends, or were there damn near at the beginning of Riot Games becoming even a thing and League of Legends becoming a thing.
They've been in the space for
they've
a
been in
long
the space.
Time.
They understand these characters. They understand the lore. They understand the player base. They understand all of it because they are them. Almost everybody, about it. Almost everybody who you've ever met who works for Riot plays League of Legends.
Yeah, most of them started as League players
right?
and joined the team.
I understand, but how can you look at Riot? If I'm Blizzard or any other esports, you know, developer, how can you look at Riot and be like, I can't do that. That's a dumb idea. Why couldn't I do that?
Overwatch TV show.
Overwatch TV show?
Overwatch Netflix series. That's how you do it.
Oh, okay. I was asking, like, they've done this? Oh.
No, but that's... But that's
that would be great.
That's the way
you
do it, because right now, yes, Riot is developing shows. We don't know to what end and how far along they are, and that's cool. But first of all, you can't do the music group route, because Riot
has done that. They don't have to, but, like, if they had their own music, like, even, like, for example, Final Fantasy, we know it for its music. It's curated for the games. I mean, not to say Overwatch doesn't do this stuff, but they do. They have orchestras that like play this around the world, like Overwatch. That's a thing you could do. Like you need to really like ramp it up. Like it's not.
I think it's also really hard to make the comparison to Riot when it comes to their ancillary content.
I guess
because again, it is really hard. When you think about, like, part of what makes Game of Thrones great, the books, not necessarily the series, part of what made it great is you had something like 200-plus named characters, and all of them had backstories. All of them belonged to families of some sort.
Sometimes to the detriment of the story.
It's true. But you had people who loved, like, Oberyn Martell, who was in all of a half of a book.
Yep.
Right?
Oberyn's great, though.
Oberyn's great. Because
he did something important.
But beyond that...
had a very memorable passing.
Yes. But he that character meant something to people, so when he came to the TV show, people looked forward to him. I think when you have Overwatch, Overwatch trickles out when Overwatch was doing like the comic series that were coming out every now and then, and you know, talking about the ancillary content that they were doing. When they were doing that stuff, people were getting attached to these characters. How cool was it when they came out and said, "Yes, Tracer's gay."
Yes,
Soldier 76 is gay.
They have big time dropped the ball on the ancillary content around
Overwatch.
Which
is weird because I feel like you said, for a while they were doing these like really, you know, mainstream things with these characters, and then they were
the
like
comics. They had the Pixar animatics coming out all the time. Yes. Every time there was one, it was the lead topic of our show because it was great.
You know what I think the transition was, and I don't know when it happened, but I feel like when there's a point where the League really was taking off, and they're like, we need to switch from the game itself, like paying attention to the game itself, to the players. The players are going to push the game, and I feel like that's something Riot does both. They push the game characters.
And they push the
league.
You know what's disappointing, and I don't want to speak too heavily to what's going on in the Overwatch scene because I'm not a huge part of the community. Mm-hmm. But we know Overwatch 2 is coming.
Yeah.
Yep.
We should be like, there should be news all over the place of weird stuff happening in Overwatch building up to some sort of cataclysmic event that
World
takes
Warcraft
us to Overwatch 2.
Hold on. So there's already something built
Final
into
Fantasy?
Their fucking
No. Even better example, right? What Riot did to begin to drum up hype for this KDA EP is they literally took a character that they were going to announce and they made her a social media influencer.
Yeah, they did.
They literally made her Instagram Seraphine. Profile, made Seraphine a Twitter profile, and she became an influencer. She posted regularly, right?
Yeah.
She posted
Have
with
they ever
other
announced
characters.
Who it was like, because I'm sure it is a real influencer that they paid to like take on this persona. Have we ever figured out who it was?
And we never will.
No.
If I was Riot, never disclose that.
Or it was a team of people.
It could have been a team of people. But the point is that you need all of that. You. That's the level you need to be at, because if you're talking about how League of Legends is still relevant as the top esport in the world after a decade.
Yep.
This game is still relevant after a decade at this level. It's because of stuff like KDA. It's because they regularly support it with patches. It's because when they have scandals, they make sure that this is what's happening with that. This is not going to affect the game. The integrity of the game is what it is, and everything happening with the people who make it does not affect what's happening with that game.
Yeah. And we're seeing
how they're relevant.
They're transitioning that now, that thought process, to Valorant too.
Yep.
We're seeing the interesting stuff that they do with new agents as they come in, man. And
like a playlist for every new agent.
It's so smart.
You know, there is one esports like avenue that I'm shocked didn't kind of lean into music more, because I feel like that it would do really well, is actually the fighting game community. Maybe it's because it's so divided and there's so many different ones, but still, I feel like there's something there.
Here's the problem with stuff like that with the fighting game community is that most fighting games have had ancillary content for so long.
Yeah.
You got to think, the Udon Street Fighter comic has been going on since like 2001. So it's not shocking if, you know, they were to come out with some new form of ancillary content. There's been movies about Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat.
Nothing within the esports realm.
No, but I'm saying it's what makes it special with League of Legends is because League is the only one doing it, and it you have such a rich lore already that anything you do is just adding to this thing that people already are very fervent about. I think when it comes to fighting games, there's so much lore that's already there and has been established both in and out of the game that it's kind of lost this effect. It's really hard to do in fighting games nowadays.
That's fair.
Impossible? No.
Hard? Yeah.
Hard, very much so. But I just want to say this, guys. If you are a fan of League of Legends, or if you're not, if you're just a fan of music and K-pop and just want to check this out as a curiosity, you absolutely should. I'm excited for this EP. I'm gonna be honest.
She's not.
They already released the track list, Chad. I'm super excited about it. And the last thing I'm gonna say is that here is where the payoff comes from, because every time there's a KDA song that comes out, skins come with it too.
That's true.
And if you think I ain't about to drop $14 on the freaking Evelynn and Kai'Sa skins, you're crazy. I don't even play jungle. But I got Evelynn.
All right.
And I'm going to buy that skin. That's all we got for today's Checkpoint Daily. We will be back tomorrow. Make sure you stay tuned in for that. And get ready, because we're going to be talking about a lot of cool stuff and a lot of really great happenings in the world of gaming. These guys want to talk about some Sony ad that they think sucks. They're wrong. But we're going to talk about that tomorrow. So make sure you guys stick around. Thank you for listening. For Norris Howard, Chad Callahan, and Callie Scales, bye-bye. Don't leave, Zod. Don't leave.
Show two. Episode
two. Don't leave. Don't leave.
You come on Wednesday, you get two shows.
Okay. Every Wednesday, we record two episodes.
Yep.
All right.
We record Wednesday and Thursday.
So don't freak out.
Hey, what's up? It's James Campbell. Every week on Checkpoint XP On Demand, I'm joined by my co-hosts Weird Beard and Robbie Landis as we bring you a layman's perspective on all things esports and gaming. So whether it's the latest in Overwatch, Ninja doing something crazy, or a Mario Battle Royale, we'll cover it. You can get it on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.